Now, in our gospel today, we read about the 10 lepers and thanksgiving. In fact, this gospel that we read is often the one that we use on the Thanksgiving holiday that we celebrate here in the United States next month. And we often would look at this and say, well, clearly we've got a message here of thanksgiving because this leper comes back to give thanks to God. We tend to look at the other 9 and we say, see, this is a lesson for us. One of the lepers was thankful and the other 9 were unthankful. And don't be like them. Well, maybe that's the message of the gospel. Don't be unthankful like those 9 lepers who were ungrateful and didn't come back to say thanks to Jesus. Well, I don't know if that's exactly the moral of the story. Because you see, if you understand leprosy, okay, leprosy was the most despicable disease of the ancient world. Literally, you would lose the ability to feel pain in your body, so your flesh would get hurt and damaged, and you wouldn't even know it. And literally, so it'd be falling off, and pieces of your face would be missing. It was not a pleasant thing. And people didn't really understand what caused it, but they thought it was kind of contagious. So if you were a leper, not only do you have all the physical suffering, but you would be outcast from society, have to live by yourself, and anytime anyone would come near you, you would have to yell, unclean! You were socially disconnected as well as physically in pain. Imagine that, and then here comes Jesus, and all of a sudden, you are cured. Can you imagine 9 of the 10 not being thankful? I don't think so. I think that surely those 10 lepers, all 10 of them, were abundantly thankful to be cured of their leprosy. This was the greatest day in their life. Jesus sends them off to the priest because if someone was unclean, in order to be readmitted, they'd have to show that they were in fact clean now. And that didn't normally happen with leprosy. There wasn't a cure. So Jesus says, go show yourself to the priest. That was to be readmitted to society to show that their leprosy was cured. And as they go, of course, they are healed. If it were me, I would be abundantly thankful. As I'm running off to the priest and I find that all of a sudden I am cured, my whole life has changed, I'm now back in society and my body is whole again. Imagine the feelings of thankfulness, of happiness, of great joy that all 10 of the lepers would have felt. So I don't think we can say that 9 of the 10 were not thankful. But what about the fact that they don't come back then? Why do we seem to praise this one leper and not the other 9? Well, I think the answer here is not in a lack of thankfulness, but that the one leper that comes back, not only does he know what he's thankful for, he's thankful for his cure, as all of them are, but this one leper that comes back is not just knowing what he's thankful for, but he knows the person to whom he needs to be thankful. He knows that it was Jesus, it was God who cured him, and he comes back to give thanks to that person. He is thankful, but he knows where to go to offer his thanksgiving. I think that might be the more important message of this story. We see the same thing play out in our first reading. Naaman the Syrian, he too was a leper in the Old Testament. He comes to the king of Israel asking that he would cure him, and of course the king can't cure him. So he goes to Elijah the prophet. And the prophet tells him to go bathe 7 times in the Jordan. And Naaman's a little, confused. He's like, aren't the rivers back in Syria just as good? But eventually he does it, and he's cured. But what does he do? He comes back to Elijah to offer thanks, to give him a gift. But Elijah says, no. You're not giving thanks to the right person. I'm just the Lord's servant. I cannot accept your gift. It is God who has healed you. Again, a question of knowing who do we give thanks to. We are here today because, of course, we're like that one leper that comes back. We not only know what we're thankful for, but we know to whom we owe the thanks. Because if we look at our lives, even in amidst difficulty and struggle, we have to realize we are still one of the most blessed nations in the whole world. We have much to be thankful for. And it's okay to be thankful for my car, my cell phone, my iPod. Okay, be thankful for those things. But be thankful for your family. Be thankful, most of all, for the gift of your faith. And when we recognize all the things we should be thankful for, hopefully in our hearts, we not only know what the things that we're thankful for, but to whom we owe that thanks. The word Eucharist itself means thanksgiving. We come here to Mass and we offer to God our thanks because we know it is from Him that we have received all the blessings in this life. So today, let us not be like those 9 lepers who, although they had received much and might have been happy, did not know where to go to give their thanks. We come to God in this altar today to offer the Eucharist. Jesus Christ has died for us, and for that we are truly thankful. Let us bring our thanksgiving now before God in the Eucharist, the one to whom we owe all thanks.